I think we can get back to work. Okay, good afternoon, everyone. The council will come back to order. Would you call the roll?
Fish?
Here.
Saltzman? Novick?
Here.
Ritz?
Here.
Hales?
Here. Welcome, everybody. We have half a dozen, or actually five, items left over from this morning's calendar that we're going to try to address fairly quickly, and then we will get to this afternoon's calendar. So let's take item 753, please.
Establish the Special Appropriations Committee and outline the review process for awarding one-time special appropriations grants.
Well, I am very pleased that we are having this discussion this afternoon and that we have this great panel here before us to talk about this. This is an important change that we've made in how we do business here at the city. Historically, during our budget process, we've had individual council members or community members come forward with ideas for funding, and we funded some good things that way. But when I took office in 2013, I asked our budget office to reassess this system, and they believe, as I do, that we need some objective criteria for when the city council does grant making, because there's a limited amount of that work that we should do sort of outside of the core functions of city government. There was an audit in January of this year that reinforced that need and highlighted that there's really kind of a lack of competition for these grants. So the new system has groups applying for funding through a competitive process that OMF will manage. We've budgeted $1 million in our budget this year for one-time special appropriations grants, and we have a process that's about to begin that we're going to hear about here this afternoon on how that grant application process will work. So I want to thank Rachel and Sheila for talking about this afternoon and getting ready to take the council's direction on this way of doing business forward. So welcome.
Great. Thank you. Council, I'm Rachel Wiggins, Mayor Hales' office. As stated before, I'm here today to request that the council approve the establishment of the Special Appropriations Committee and approve the process for which organizations will be reviewed and awarded funding. As the mayor was saying, the aim of this process is to create a more transparent, competitive, and equitable process for awarding funds. The committee itself will be comprised of representatives from each of the council offices. We've already had one meeting to review the process for bringing this forward to council, and then it will be staffed by OMF Grants Management, and Sheila will be one of those individuals. Interested organizations will be asked to apply under five different funding categories. They are expanding opportunities for youth, community-based arts and culture, limited-term special events, expanding economic opportunities for Portlanders, and community health. Applications are set to be available this Friday, July 1st, and we're requesting that organizations get them back to the OMF Grants Office by August 15th. In those applications, and you've got a draft of that application in your packet, organizations are going to be asked to address and will be evaluated on how they meet the city's measures of success, which were established in the Portland Plan, and the city's equity goals, which OEHR kindly drafted for us, both of which are listed out in the application, and organizations will be asked to speak to them. Once the committee has the applications, they will review them in mid-August and early September with the aim of bringing a recommendation to council for review and approval in mid-September. Right now, we have a tentative plan to come September 21st. Again, ultimately, council will review the recommendations and award the funding. We were trying to strike a balance between what was happening before, where it was an entirely political process, and what could be the other extreme, which is a very strict RFP process. We wanted to make sure that while bringing a recommendation, ultimately the council would be awarding the dollars. So that's sort of the nuts and bolts of the process.
What do you have to add to that?
I only have anything to add if you have questions.
Okay. So, questions.
Rachel, I have a couple questions.
Of course.
Under this process, can anyone apply?
Yes.
So, let's say that as a result, we get, I don't know, millions and millions and millions of dollars of asks for essentially a $1 million pot. I mean, I don't know if that's the case, but we'll find out. Do you think that we might want to consider now or in the future a requirement that at least, say, two members of council sponsor the grant request in order to discourage people from just putting in millions of dollars of asks for a small pot?
I think if the council thinks that's a good idea, it can definitely be incorporated. At the end of the day, this is really a process to be owned by all five of you, not me. So if
I would suggest, Commissioner, that that would go against the, we want this to be open to everybody, not just the people that we happen to know or the organizations that we happen to know. So we would certainly, at the end of the process, have to have at least three of us supporting mm-hmm. each of the recommendations. Mm-hmm. So I personally would prefer not to have council members sponsoring particular asks.
And I think when we were talking as a committee, we were trying to strike a balance, and I think that where we landed was we wanted to be as flexible as possible, and if there needs to be course correction at the end of this process, do it for the previous, for the next year, rather than be too prescriptive and miss out on funding opportunities.
So the thing that I'll come when you do your assessment, I'll be looking for is if what this in effect promotes is, you know, hundreds of worthy community organizations putting in a request and creating a enormously complicated and time-consuming process out of which we end up awarding $1 million, which could go to two or three or four applicants. I want to make sure that the process is scaled, the expectations are scaled to the process. Mm-hmm. We finish our budget process. There's a lot of people disappointed that they didn't get everything they asked for or whatever. This becomes like a safety valve. And at the end of the day, the council makes the final say. Mm-hmm. So it's going to reflect our values. I think we're going to learn that having some kind of quality control at the front end that says it has a fighting chance of competing is makes sense, because it'll reduce the burden on the committee to have to screen potentially hundreds of applications. But anyway, we'll see what ultimately this test drive produces. But the final decision is in the hands of the council, so you're going to have three members of council to support. The other question I wanted to ask you is, and it goes to something that that the grant programs generally struggle with from a philosophy point of view. Is it your view, or is it the committee's view, that we should be looking for chance opportunities to be impactful? Or is it likely we're going to end up with lots of small awards to lots of different groups? And this is something that comes up with the cultural trust, where there's an argument that you give a lot of money to some group to really move the needle, and there's other views you want to give smaller grants to people, and they don't necessarily move the needle, but support a component of what they're doing. Any thoughts on that?
You know, we discussed it as a group, and I think we really want to see what we get before deciding, you know, whether or not a bunch of small grants is the way to go, and see what the responses from the community are. Sorry.
Yeah, and I heard from somebody on your committee that you might go back to somebody who asks for $500,000 and says, well, could you make do with $250,000, or what would you do if we gave you a lesser amount? Is that so? It's going to be somewhat of an interactive process this first time around?
Absolutely.
Any questions?
Yeah, I was curious. I mean, these are somewhat broad categories, but they're mm-hmm. not infinite. And I was just wondering if you'd gone back and looked at some of the special appropriations over the years and found some that would not fit into any of these categories, and reflected on whether, well, gosh darn it, that was obviously a stupid decision, so thank goodness it wouldn't fit into any of these categories, or whether there were any special appropriations we made that gave you pause because they didn't seem like they fit into these categories, but they seem like pretty cool things that you weren't ashamed the city did.
Yeah, a request from Commissioner Fritz's office came. I went back to 2010 and compiled a list of all the special appropriations we awarded. And for the most part, they could fit into the categories. I think there were a few that were bureau-specific that were put into special appropriations that wouldn't necessarily fit into these categories, but the outside awards did. And this is really an opportunity for people, for individuals to self-identify, for organizations. So we're not going to tell them, you fit here, this is where you apply.
Rachel, again, could you remind us, once you've compiled all the requests and you've evaluated them, what ultimately comes to council?
a list of potential grantees.
Is that a report or resolution?
It'll be a report out to you.
And we have $1 million to spend, but the list could include a multiple of that in options, so we'll be given a suite of options.
Right, and if council would like to see the organizations that applied but were not recommended, we're more than happy to provide that as well. I can give you as much information as you'd like.
And will we? So our decision will be based on the list of recommendations we get, or more broadly on everyone who applied?
I think it's easier to base it on the recommendation and then suggest amendments or changes rather than working from a larger list.
And each of us has a designated person on the committee, right? So I would assume that there may be some back and forth between your huddle, go back to the commissioner, say, do you care about any of these in particular? So that it will be, you know, just as you suggested, Commissioner Fish, but more on the back end where we already have a slate of opportunities and we're trying to help the committee come to a slate of recommendations.
And I hope we see more than $1 million worth of recommendations, because one thing that could come out of this is what often happens when people seek city money, public funding, is we say, gosh, that's really an interesting idea. We hope they come back next year or a future year and fine-tune their proposal. Here are the four we want to fund this year. And by the way, to stay with under $1 million, we're going to suggest that someone take a haircut or whatever. So, but I hope there are more that come to us than we can fund. A, because I think it makes the process more dynamic of comparing among choices. And B, there may be some that just fall off the list this year that we're going to want to strongly encourage they come back.
I have 3 points. The first is a suggested friendly amendment in the resolution. In the third whereas, it says whereas funding will be awarded in each of the following areas. I believe the intent was maybe awarded, that if it just so happens that nobody applies for expanding opportunities, you wouldn't say, well, we didn't get one. So would you accept that as a friendly amendment?
Yes, I do. I think that's right.
Thank you. Secondly, could you say again how people can apply? Where will the opportunity be posted?
Yeah. We actually have set up a website within OMF. It's a special appropriations website. So the link will be on that website, but it will also be on each council office's website and the city website.
Yeah, if you could put it prominently on the front page and be very clear on when the applications can start and finish and post all the rules, that would be, I'm sure you're going to do that.
It's all included on the website.
And we will certainly send it out through the Office of Neighborhood Involvement's information list. And that brings me to my last suggestion. We have found in the Office of Neighborhood Involvement that if we allow people to give their make their requests in their own native language, that fosters more inclusion from new Portlanders' communities and puts the onus on us to translate rather than somebody who doesn't speak English. So could we have that as a norm for this?
We actually have that as an option.
Great. Thank you. Appreciate that.
Rachel, question number 3 on the application says, have you received city funding before?
Mm-hmm.
What was the thinking on that?
I'm going to turn that over to Sheila.
I think it maybe was to get to an earlier question of, you know, have you received special appropriations funding in the past? I think also some of that is kind of in the grant management world of looking, are there any risk factors with any organizations that have received money in the past? Just kind of looking at what their performance was. It's just informational for us, for the city, to, you know, if there was an organization that the city had had some issues with in the past.
Because that's what I was hoping you were going to say. It's quality control, not used against you if you have received prior money. That it would only be used against you if it turns out you have not been a good custodian of whatever monies you got.
That is correct.
I thank you, Commissioner, for drawing my attention to the application. It's asking how the project meets 12 goals rather than the 5 that were listed in what the categories are. So how would somebody know that they're supposed to address the categories rather than the 12 goals?
12 goals are in the Portland plan, is that?
Right, so the application, there's going to be the 5 categories on the website, and you click on the category that you're applying under of the 5 funding categories, and then the application itself asks you to address any of the 12 city measures. So it's application specific, and then within the 5 different applications is the same set of 12.
So I apologize for getting into the details here.
No,
it seems like for somebody who's new to grant making, that might be difficult to address, and they might think that they have to address all 12.
Mm-hmm.
So you might want to change it to which of these goals will the project address, rather than, oh dear, I don't have anything for reducing carbon emissions because I'm talking about helping children, which of course helps.
I really like that suggestion because for another reason too, which is a sophisticated grant writer is going to write a lengthy essay about how miraculously all 12 apply, as if preordained from heaven, and we really don't want that.
Yeah.
A smart person could make those cases. I'd rather see how this goes really deep on supporting prosperous households, and I wouldn't hold it against them if it happened to be a spectacular outcome on that one factor.
Yeah, I would suggest doing away with, unless you had strong feelings about the list of 12, you could maybe list them as a reference, but if you have to pick one of the five categories to start with, just tell us why your project meets that goal. Because otherwise, if I was doing it, besides which, in 200 words, if you did, I don't think you'd get all 12 of them in 200 words. So maybe a little tweak. Thank you, though. It's a lot of good work we've done here.
Other comments, suggestions, guidance?
Is the timing, Rachel, under which we're doing this, decoupled from our budget with a September 15th cycle, so that takes it out of our normal budget cycle.
Mm-hmm.
Does that present any challenges to grantees?
I think in that the notification of whether or not they're getting dollars from the city is delayed several months, so there's that impact. At least in the contracts that I have brought forward for the mayor's office for special appropriations items, it's very rare that they're invoicing us or getting funds before the fall, even though the funds are available in July. So I think there's an impact to budgeting, but not necessarily cash on hand.
And it's kind of like the innovation fund, which was internal with city bureaus, and we'd get those packages coming through at various times over the year. This is with external partners.
Yes.
Well, one thing I'd like you to consider as we test drive this is, do we learn in the course of doing this first round that there's a virtue in moving back the date?
Mm-hmm.
Because some of the serial one-time special appropriations people are used to being looked on favorably and getting their money on a different calendar. I'd be interested to know, after you've done this, whether you think we should move up the date.
I think ideally we would have aligned this closer to the approval and the adoption of the budget, but with it being the first year, we're a little bit slower.
And it's one-time money, right?
Correct.
So we don't even know if we're going to be doing it next year?
Correct.
Okay. Good stuff.
I really appreciate this.
Yeah, thank you both very much. Stand by in case we have any other questions. Anyone else want to speak on this item? Okay, maybe not. So let's take action on the resolution unless there are any more questions for Sheila or Rachel. I want to thank you both for your work in putting this together for us and carrying out what the council intended in terms of an innovative new way to do this. Thank you. Roll call, please.
Thank you for your thoughtful work and for bringing our designees together to get to this point. And I'm hopeful that this actually is an enhancement over what we've done in the past. So thank you all. Bye.
Okay.
Thank you very much for your work. And I have to say, as to the earlier discussion, I was in sympathy with Commissioner Fish's desire to limit the number of applications and in sympathy with Commissioner Fritz's desire to open it up. But not being a certified middle child, I had no way to resolve that conversation. Aye.
Touché. Thank you very much, Eileen Rowe, Sheila Craig, and Rachel Wiggins. Thanks to the council staff who will be evaluating the requests, Rachel, Jamie Dunphy, Erica Niebel, Tia Williams, and Tim Crail. I'm really pleased to have this for many reasons. I think it is very appropriate that if we have $1 million, which we've previously experimented with city staff having great ideas, now we're going to ask the community to give in theirs. I've already three times, just since we passed the budget, had people coming into my office asking for money, and I was able to say, great, you can participate in this process, rather than, I actually don't have large buckets of money to be handing out, sorry, which has been previously my response or words to that effect. I will say that the Office of Neighborhood Involvement's grants are $130,000 for the district coalitions. That's 95 neighborhoods, and there's nothing or very little for small grants for the Diverse Civic Leadership Program. So looking forward, if we find that this works, there might be a way to partner between the Neighborhood Small Grants Program and this project, if indeed we can fund it next year at all. But in the meantime, everybody who didn't get a Neighborhood Small Grant maybe can participate in this process. So I'm very pleased that it's opening up, and we'll all be involved in getting the word out so that we do get a lot of applications. That's what we want, is to be able to choose the best of a lot of applications. Thank you very much. Aye.
Great work. Thank you very much. Aye.
Thank you.